Hi, my name is Helen, and I'm going to talk a little bit about traditions in Scotland. I'll start by talking about Highland dress. This is the traditional dress that men and women wear. For men, this involves a kilt, basically a skirt made out of thick material, and this normally is made of tartan with the family colours. On the tartan. On top of the kilt, the men wear a sporran, which is a sort of purse that they wear around their waist. They also wear gillie brogues, which are thick-soled shoes, which don't have any tongues. And this is because historically the shoes would dry out faster. So if the men were walking through swamps or marshland or something similar, then the mud and the water wouldn't keep the shoes damp for too long. And these gillie brogues have laces that are tied up to the ankles to stop the shoes coming off or being sucked off by mud. For formal occasions, men will wear a kilt jacket, usually made of wool, in a black or grey colour. Sometimes they'll wear a waistcoat with this. They'll also wear a white shirt with a collar and cufflinks. And then they'll wear a tie or bow tie in a single colour with this white shirt. I also want to talk a bit about traditional Scottish cuisine. Scotland does have many of its own traditional recipes, haggis being one, the most famous. Haggis served with neeps, which are turnips, and tatties, which are potatoes. Haggis is, in fact, sheep's heart, liver and lungs all mixed up together, with onion, oatmeal, suet, salt, and stock. And it's served in the sheep's own stomach. As the national dish of Scotland, haggis is served on Burns Night. Burns Night celebrates the life of the Scottish poet Robert Burns. It takes place every year on his birthday, the 25th of January. And lots of Scottish people have a Burns supper. And there is a formal order of events for this evening. First of all, the host welcomes everyone with the welcoming speech. Guests are officially welcomed and grace is said. Then there is the piping of the haggis. So as the haggis is ceremoniously brought out from the kitchen, someone usually plays the bagpipes, as they are often seen as the national instrument of Scotland. And then there is the address to a haggis, the most famous part of a Burns supper. The address to a haggis is a poem that's recited by the host. It is an ode to the haggis by Robert Burns. And due to the language, it's very hard for a non-Scot to pronounce or understand at all, even. At the end of the poem, though, the host cuts the haggis in two, and then there is a whiskey toast to the haggis, and the meal begins. After the meal, there is a toast to Robert Burns to remember his work. And then there are two more toasts. There's a toast to the lassies, so to the women. And traditionally, men drank to the women for preparing the meal. Nowadays, it's normally the male speaker's views on women. But they're amusing, not to be taken to heart. And it's followed by the reply to the toast to the lassies, or sometimes known as the toast to the laddies, where a female speaker responds and gives her own amusing views on men, so sort of gets her revenge, if you like. And then the evening closes. So sometimes works by Burns are recited, and then everybody sings Auld Lang Syne, and everyone packs up and goes home.